And last night on the Gold Coast, it was celebration time for the Blues. 12-7-79, defeating the Gold Coast Suns 5-14-44. Second victory of the season for the old dark navy Blues. And not surprisingly, leading from the front was a man who had 36 disposals, Mark Murphy. And he joins us on the line. Murph, Peter Donegan here. Congratulations. Must be a relief to get that one out of the way, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. It was finally good to get a result up here, and good to get away with all the boys and played a really strong brand of footy, which is really good.
You still remember the words to the song?
I certainly do. I've sung it a few times over the years, but yeah. There's probably a few younger guys there who probably weren't too sure of the words, but it's been a while between wins, so it was really good to get a result, especially being in a state and all getting away together. And a few of the boys are actually saying don't know what to do after singing the song, so it was nice.
How much of a relief, Murph, is it? Because whilst you like to keep these things in-house, and the old saying is inside the four walls of the footy club, there's been so much external noise that it's probably impossible to avoid a lot of it. How much of a bubble have you had to put yourself in with all of this speculation going on about the football club?
Yeah, you're right. I suppose you try and avoid listening too much to what's being said outside the footy club, but it always sort of seeps in some capacity. But we are a really young group, and our training actually has been really strong over the last month of the footy, even though the results on the weekend haven't been good enough at all. But we've still tried to work really hard as a group, trying to form really strong habits. And last night we got some reward, which is really good for a young group to finally enjoy getting that success after putting in a lot of hard work, and to share that and see the smiles on the faces of a lot of the guys after the game. That's what you play footy for.
And Murph, when you are going through the tougher times and the wins are few and far between, you have to enjoy them as a senior member of the group. And a lot of those young players, that may have been their first win last night, please tell me you enjoyed it last night, just a little bit.
Yeah, we did. And you're right, I think football these days can, it can be a real grind if you're not enjoying what you're doing. And in our training, we've been working really hard, but enjoying that as well. And I think last night, when you play a good brand of footy against a side who's been going pretty well of late, was really good for us. And yeah, we did enjoy each other's company after the game, which is, at the end of the day, that's why you play footy, is to share that with your teammates and to enjoy yourself after the game. And it's good that we all got together with the coaches and family members and had a few drinks together, which is good. And but we kept it pretty low-key, just stayed at the hotel and enjoyed each other's company, which is what footy's about.
Very nice. That's put a smile on my face. The first half, there wasn't much to write home about, but the third quarter blitz from your mob, certainly yourself, Paddy, in the midfield, got the job done. What was the difference in the third quarter there?
Oh, I think the first 10 minutes of the game, they kicked three goals, and it was good from our leaders that we just kept digging in, and we thought that if we just kept on cracking it at the contest, it would finally turn our way. But I think the third quarter was the footy that we've been really trying to train and to try and play all year, was get some free-flowing football and blokes back themselves in and being hard at the contest, and finally started to happen for us. So yeah, that third quarter was really enjoyable, and the guys to hang on and to keep cracking in the last quarter was good, and saw some really good signs from a lot of our younger guys. But Cripper's been leading from the front all year, and everyone sort of pitched in and played their part, which is really good to see.
You're right about the younger players. I thought it was Paddy Dow's best game for the footy club, kicked a couple of goals and showed some good toe to finish off some good work. How much work have you been doing with him, and also, I suppose, the younger guys, to try and keep them up mentally? Because, as you said, it can be a bit of a grind when you're losing week in, week out.
Yeah, it's really important as a senior player to invest heavily in these young guys and keep teaching them as much as we can. And Dowie, I think, certainly played one of his better games for the year. He looked really composed and showed the power that he does have, being able to burn someone off and to steady up and kick a really important goal for us. He showed glimpses of that throughout the year, but just obviously probably hasn't finished off his work and probably sprayed a few. He's sort of been having a bit of a laugh about not being able to steady up. He's been sort of going too quick, but that's something that these young guys are sort of learning, that they can try and burn off guys in the first 5 or 10 metres and then get some space and steady up. So, you know, Dow and Fisher and O'Brien, Kennedy's starting to get some good footy into himself now, and Lange's come in and played a good game for us last night, kicking two himself. So some guys who have had some interrupted pre-seasons and some guys who are just learning their craft are really starting to make some inroads in their football and starting to produce week in, week out for us now, which is really good to see.
Speaking to Mark Murphy on Sunday afternoon football after Carlton's 35-point victory over the Gold Coast Suns. Murph, the coach, is an optimistic fellow by nature. Steve Silvani's been on the front foot saying that the plan is going the way they want to. I'm sure you take that line as well. But tell us the reasons why you believe that what the footy club is doing and the steps it is taking is the right direction for Carlton.
Oh, look, I think they spoke about it 3 years ago, about going to the draft and recruiting talented players in and kids with really strong character. And I think we've certainly done that. We've traded in some players who, you know, over the pre-season got injured and then haven't had the continuity they would have liked in the season as well. Speaking about guys like Kennedy and Lang who have been injured. Marchbank's been another one who's been injured. And when you lose... Yeah, you lose guys like Bryce Gibbs to another football side who's in our top, you know, 3 or 4 players, and Sam Doherty did a knee in the pre-season. It's probably put a fair bit of load on a lot of those young guys. I think, you know, just learning to play with one another and building that cohesion is something you can't take for granted in football, and those guys have been forced to do that now, and they're starting to build that, and it does take time when you've got a lot of guys who haven't played 50 games. Just to feel comfortable out there, and I suppose last night you started to see some glimpses of those guys starting to feel a bit more confident in what they're doing, and a lot of these young guys haven't played obviously senior football for a while, and week in, week out of AFL football, it does take its toll from time to time. We're going to have ups and downs, but more games we can get into them and keep training at a really high standard, you know, you're just going to get the benefits out of that really soon, I'm sure.
And last question, I mentioned your 36 disposals last night. Patrick Cripps had 37 disposals. Here's the big question for last, Murph. Do you have enough sticking plaster at the club to hold Patrick Cripps' body together through until round 23?
Yeah, well, I'm sure we do. He's got a few bandages on his body at the moment, but he's playing that well week in, week out for us. He's certainly been a real shining light for us this year, and you know, hopefully we can go close in the Brownlow, but there's, you know, it's four important weeks for us as a footy club, and I'm sure he wants to finish off really strongly as well. So if we can play the sort of footy we did last night and taste another win or two, be really good for us. But yeah, he's been super, and hopefully we can keep on going.
Glad you got the opportunity to enjoy the moment last night. The footy club will feel different when you go in tomorrow with the review. It's a different place after you've won. Mark Murphy, thanks for your time. Well done.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Mark Murphy joining us after the Blues' victory by 35 points over the Gold Coast Suns last night.